ज बिहाने। जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहाने। गोपी जन गोपी जना वल्लभ जगिरि वरधाने। यशोदानंद नवज जनरंजन जमुना तीरा वन छारे। जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहाने। जय जय राधव माधव कुंज बिहाने। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। गोपीनाथ राधे राधे राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे। हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद। पद परमहंस परिवज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमति शिवाय इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमति शिवाय भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवये भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिके। पञ्चाकल्पतरुजस्य कृपा सिंधु हे पतितानां पावने वैष्णवे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। राम राम हरे हरे।
Today we are reading from Srila Bhagavatam, canto 1st, chapter 5th, shloka number 9.
Yatha dharma dayas chartha मुनिवर्यान् कीर्तितः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः यथा धर्मादयश्चार्था मुनिवर्यानुकीर्तितः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः यथा धर्मादयश्चार्था मुनिवर्यानुकीर्तितः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः Mataji. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Sri Narada said, although great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religious performances, you have not yet described the glories of Sri Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Purport. The prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared. The root cause of the despondency of Vasudeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of the Puranas. He has certainly, as a matter of course, given descriptions of the glories of the Lord Sri Krishna, but not as many as has given in religiosity, economic development, self-gratification, and salvation. These four items are by far inferior to engagements in the devotional service of the Lord Sri Vasudeva. As the authorized scholar knew very well this difference. And still, instead of giving more importance to the better type of engagement, namely devotional service to the Lord, he had more or less improperly used his valuable time and thus he was despondent. From this it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Niveshita Srimadi Pashyati Shatati Hare Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes, Anadi Bahirmukha Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela Atayeva Krishna Ved Purana Kahila. The conditioned soul on his own cannot revive his Krishna consciousness. And therefore, very mercifully, Vyasadeva has compiled all these Vedic literatures, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva writes with his full complete realization that without being connecting with Krishna, without serving Krishna, the jivas cannot be happy. So most of the people, they ask this question, are you Hare Krishna people aware of today's situation? There is so much of suffering, there is so much of poverty, and you people are only busy in reading Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You don't even know what the situation outside in the world. Vyasadeva says, my dear sir, I know better than you. I have written all, compiled all the Vedic literatures. And finally my Guru Maharaj told me, you compile Srimad Bhagavatam. Unless you give the complete glories of Krishna, these people will not be happy, this Kali Yuga people. And therefore, now you serve Sri Krishna. So, people say that if Krishna is so merciful, if he is God, he is the source of everything, then why he not fulfills the desires of everyone? He is God, he can do anything. And he is also very merciful. He doesn't want to see people suffering. So he should fulfill every desire of this world. Then Krishna says, you don't understand my problem. Actually, people know only Krishna's one side. How Krishna performs Rasa Leela, he dances with the gopis, and he steals the garments of the gopis, and he plays the flute. Only these pastimes are known to the people. They don't know the other side. How merciful, compassionate Krishna is. And therefore, the jivas in Kali Yuga, see, in a pure state of consciousness, in a pure spiritual consciousness, the jivas, they love Krishna the most, more than anyone else. This is in a pure state. In conditioned stage, the jivas, they hate Krishna the most. More than any living entities, more than any gods of the heavenly planet. They hate only Krishna. Unknowingly, they also don't know this. Unknowingly within their heart, they love only Krishna in pure state and they hate Krishna, they envy Krishna in their conditioned stage. So, they don't know what Krishna's problem is. Krishna wants to deliver everyone. But these people, jivas, they want self-gratification. They don't want Krishna. So why can't Krishna fulfill all their material desires? Because Krishna says, you are like a fish. And fish can be happy only in the water. And these jivas, they are so stupid and adamant. They want to place these fishes instead of water, they want to place it in the milk. In conditioned stage, for us, it appears that sense gratification is higher than Krishna Prema. So water is simple water. Milk is higher, better than water, right? So better place this fish into the milk. And then fish will be happy. Krishna says the fish will die in the milk. Water looks like a bit lesser than a milk, but it is a natural situation of a fish to be in the water. And if you place it in the milk, the fish will die. So how can I allow fish to be in the milk? So, therefore, the jivas, they will never understand what Krishna's problem is. Gandhari says, Krishna, you are so cruel. If you wanted, you could have stopped this war of Kurukshetra. I lost my 100 sons. And she started crying and she also cursed Krishna. And then Krishna says, Mother, as usual, you are also misunderstanding me. You don't know my problem. It is natural for you to cry for the death of your 100 sons. You lost your 100 sons. You know how many sons and children I have lost. I am the mother of all living entities. And the battle of Kurukshetra was not happening on the land. It was happening on my body. Krishna says this to the Gandhari. That battle was happening on my body. And you are mourning and crying only for your 100 sons. I was crying every moment. For every soul, for every warrior. When their limbs were cut off, the pain, I was feeling pain in my heart. How will you understand that? Because Krishna is the mother. Tameva mata pita tameva tameva bandhu sakha tameva. Krishna is unlimitedly merciful, compassionate. He is so merciful, but to understand his mercy, there is some purification required. We have to learn the shastras from the proper authorities. When we associate with the devotees, then it becomes very clear. Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. Someone may say that I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my child, or I love my friend. How long we can love that person? Till the death. At the time of death, that love finishes because it's on the bodily platform. Only Krishna can say that I love you eternally. Only Krishna. No one else can say this. Because Krishna says, Neha Vikramana Shosti Pratyavayo na Vidyate Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Not only in this lifetime, if you are not completed establishing our relationship, loving relationship with each other, then I give you this opportunity in your next life. But on a mundane level, that love ends. Whoever that, you know, whether it's a Romeo, Juliet, or whoever that person is, their love ends at the time of death. Only Krishna is an eternal lover. And only his love continues even after death. Who can say that I love her or I love him all the time? I'm with you. I'm always present with you. No one can say except Krishna. Can anyone say that I am with my partner 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or throughout a year? No. Krishna, he doesn't leave his lover even for a second. Krishna is sitting in the heart of everyone as a Paramatma. So he is an ardent lover. He is a real lover. He never leaves a jiva even for a moment. Krishna is always there to protect us, to help us. He is so merciful. Prabhupada writes in one of the Prabhupada, Brajendra Prabhu also mentioned some days before, that Krishna's eyes are Rajiva. Lord Ramchandra was called Rajiva Lochan. Rajiva Lochan means one who has lotus eyes. So Krishna's eyes are very beautiful. But not because his eyes are lotus eyes. Because Krishna's eyes, now listen, very important point. Krishna's eyes are not just beautiful because his eyes are lotus eyes. Krishna's eyes never see faults in anyone. He's the only person in the entire creation. He never sees faults in anyone. Now this is not true with any other person except Krishna. If he sees the faults, then everything is finished. For a jiva, Krishna is the only hope. And if Krishna starts seeing faults in us, everything is ruined. See, just imagine what a personality he is. Although he knows the past, present and the future of all the jivas. More important is that, he knows all the thoughts, whatever is coming in our mind. He knows what you are going to speak. And he knows all the deeds of all the jivas, their past, present and the future. And still he keeps quiet. He doesn't have to keep quiet. If he simply just keeps quiet, still we will not survive. He has to be positive all the time. Because he has to supply the food. If he doesn't love us, who will feed us? Our kitchen department, isn't it? So Krishna is so merciful, although he knows all our anarthas, he knows our thousands and millions of previous lifetimes, he knows what are the sinful activities we have performed and what are the sinful activities we will be performing in the future. Although in spite of knowing all these things, still he provides every moment. Unbelievable. During the corona time, we know what the value of oxygen is. Everywhere in India, oxygen cylinder, oh, we want oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. Do you understand? Krishna, every moment he is supplying you oxygen. If suppose he doesn't supply oxygen, everyone will have to carry the oxygen cylinder with all of us, right? Krishna, he is so kind. I read in the internet, 3 years back, one scientist left his body. Very famous scientist. And totally atheist. In his last book, he mentions that, oh, God doesn't exist. God doesn't exist. So, at the age of 76, he left his body. At the age of 50, his body was paralyzed. He was almost dead. Like completely finished. But still he continued till the age of 76. So at the age of 75, 76, someone asked in the assembly, they were all great scientists, and they said, my dear sir, you were at the age of 50, you were almost dead. How did you survive 26 years more? You know what was the response? He didn't say because God's mercy. He said, it is purely because of my strong willpower. And everyone clapped, wow, 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 such a powerful person. Because of his strong willpower, he continued to lead 26 years more. Everyone clapped it. My dear sir, if you are a scientist, common sense, ask one simple question to this fellow. Why did you stop living after 26 years? If it was only because of your strong will, you continue 26 years more. You can go and find out in Google. I will not mention the name of this scientist. You continued because of your strong will, you continue 26 more years. Why did you stop your willing to live? You could have continued your strong will years after years after years because you are such an important personality. This is the stupidity. And Krishna knows this person. And still Krishna supplies food to him. Supplies water, supplies oxygen, and all the facilities to him. This is Krishna's mercy. Krishna is merciful even to the demons. The demons, before even entering into the battlefield, they were as rest assured that if we, suppose like, if Krishna defeats us, and if we lose, we just have to surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will not kill us. They were full guarantee that Krishna will not kill us. Therefore, just challenge Krishna. So all the demons, they knew. Even Indra, even after so much of sending rain in Vrindavan, Krishna forgave him. Jiva Goswami writes that Krishna wanted to destroy the whole heavenly planet. But then Krishna said, chodo yaar, chota bachcha hai. So Krishna forgave him. So Krishna is merciful even to the demons. How to understand this? If it was in our case, we can either someone's friend or enemy. We cannot say, I am the friend of everyone. If we kill someone, that means we are enemy of someone. Krishna, even if he kills someone, still that is his friendship. That is Krishna's grace. Krishna delivered Gajendra. And what about the crocodile? Why didn't help him? That means you are taking one side, right? You delivered only Gajendra. And what about this crocodile? Krishna says, I delivered crocodile also. I dealt with these two equally. I gave liberation to Gajendra. I gave liberation to this crocodile also. Unaki karuna me koi kami hai nahi. Patrata me hamare. Krishna is all merciful. Only thing is we are not eligible to receive his mercy. Krishna is well-wisher of all living entities. He is like Mother Ganges. Mother Ganges' water is so pure and sweet. She gives and supplies her water to everyone. The cactus trees also drink Ganges water, and the mango trees also drink the Ganges water, and the poison tree also drinks the Ganges water. But the result is different. Ganga is not partial. It is dependent on the individual soul. If the demons accept Krishna's mercy, they show their reciprocation with Krishna in a different way. And devotees, they also receive same favors from Krishna, and their reciprocation with Krishna in different way. Therefore, Krishna is so kind. Krishna knows that we will misuse this facility, but still he never stops supplying this facility. देह दुर्लभ दिया है प्रभु ने हमें जो है आधार सुख साधन का विमल. Krishna is so kind, although he knows that we will misuse this facility, still he is giving us 8,400,000 types of bodies. You want to enjoy sense gratification, material pleasure, try this. He's so magnanimous. He's not a miserly person. Oh, I'll give only 3-4 chances, huh? You have to finish this, your sense gratification business. He says, go on doing whatever you want, because you have got free will. You are my child. I am completely free. You are also having this free will. So I will never force you. So there are 8,400,000 of species. And sometimes Jiva says, it's too much. Give me some chance. Then Krishna says, here is a human body. Now at least come to me. So he supplies all types, his arrangements, you know, so that we go to him. Krishna is the only broad-minded person. He never feels insecurity in his life. He never thinks that, you know, if there is no department under me, who will respect me? If I have no post position, if I am not president, I am not a chief minister or this minister, that minister, then people will not love me, people will not respect me. Krishna doesn't have this insecurity feeling. And what are the examples? Very beautiful. Krishna created all the 24 elements and then gave that credit to Brahmaji. Everyone knows Brahma is the creator, Brahma is creator. Brahmaji goes to Krishna and he starts laughing, my dear Krishna, you are the creator, you created everything, and then I am getting the credit of being a creator. Krishna said, enjoy her. I don't care for this thing. You take the credit of being a creator. In the churning of ocean, Samudra Manthan, Krishna was the only orchestrator. He arranged the whole Samudra Manthan. And when the poison emerged from the ocean, he said, he told all the demigods, please go and ask Shiva. And demigods knew, if within a moment he could swallow this poison, he wants to give it to his devotee, Shiva. So Shiva become Nilakanta. Krishna says, very good. All the gods in the heavenly planet, they say, Krishna, there is no mention of your being a supreme personality of Godhead in this world, except Bhagavad Gita. Except Bhagavad Gita, very few places in the scriptures you will find that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And even in this world today, except in ISKCON or in Vrindavan, in some places, how many people know that Krishna is supreme? At the most, they will understand that Vishnu is the supreme, but not Krishna. Krishna is not concerned whether people will love me or not. He's always giving. So demigod said, my dear Krishna, all the Puranas, Vedic literatures, they are filled with our glories. Sometimes we are called as a supreme god. So who will worship you? Krishna said, no problem. You are doing service on my behalf. You take the credit. He's so magnanimous. He's not a miserly person. Bhima killed Jarasandha. All the secrets, only Krishna knew how the Jarasandha will die. But then Krishna said, Bhima, you get the glories. Arjuna became the hero of Mahabharata war. Krishna, in 1 second, he could have just finished everyone with his Suraj and Chakra. But he said, Arjuna, you take the credit. This is Krishna's special mercy. Krishna is absolutely has no envy in his heart. Therefore, he is Supreme God. And therefore, the demigods also reciprocate in such a way. When a jivas come with for a material desires, they unwillingly fulfill their desires. But if someone comes with a Krishna prema, I want Krishna prema. Shivaji is so compassionate, Shiva personally holds the hand of the jiva and he says, my dear jiva, this Krishna prema in my shop is not available. Next, opposite to my shop, this is the shop of these acharyas. I will take you personally. He holds the hand and takes the jiva to that shop. Here is the person he wants Krishna prema. And therefore, these demigods also, they know Krishna's glories. Unbelievable. Sometimes people ask, you know, are you against God's worship? No, sir. But when we come and take darshan in your altar, we don't see any demigod's picture, any God's picture. If you say we worship, actually, you see, we have pictures of the Goswamis and the Parampara, some sadhus, personalities are there. Because these gods and of heavenly planet, they are so important, they are so broad-minded, they are doing seva on behalf of Krishna without taking credit. Shiva, such a thankless task. He wants to be with Krishna all the time, but he has to be with surrounded by these hobgoblins and ghostly beings. Who would like to be with them? But it is Krishna's service. Krishna says, you take care of only this department. And the bhakti, pure devotional service, to give it to someone, this department I have given to these sadhus, these four sampradaya acharyas. So let them this do service. So that gods, they coordinate with Krishna, they cooperate with Krishna. In this world, there could be no one as tolerant as Krishna. What is Krishna's tolerance? Shishupal was envy personified. Everyone takes birth in this world according to karma with some mission. Shishupal's only goal, his purpose of his life, he was born only for one purpose, to criticize and blaspheme Krishna. Since from his birth he started blaspheming Krishna, therefore he is envy personified. And what a tolerant person Krishna is. Krishna tolerates Shishupal for 100 years. Shishupal, he would blaspheme and criticize Krishna, not in a, you know, like a only one-to-one. In the public, in the assemblies, he would blaspheme and give bad words and gali to Krishna. And Krishna tolerated for 100 years. Is there any person in this world, even if you just go and start blaspheming or criticizing or giving bad words to a beggar on the street, still he also will retaliate, right? But Krishna kept quiet. What a tolerance level! Who can be more tolerant than Krishna? He would correct and chastise and blaspheme Krishna in the public. If any one of us try to correct our partner or friend, brahmachari to brahmachari, husband, wife, this, that. See the reaction, what happens if you correct them in the public. Krishna, every day he would tolerate this fellow. And he just keep quiet because he is Atmaram. Amazing person. We know the example in Mahabharata. Drupada and Dronacharya, they studied in the same Gurukul. But when he became the king, Drupada said, who are you? I don't know you. So Dronacharya and Drupada were separated. Sudama made Krishna after many, many years. When Sudama came to palace, Krishna cried, came out of his palace, hugged him and started washing his feet. Everyone was shocked. Who is this poor beggar? This is Krishna's friendship. Drupada and Dronacharya, they forgot their friendship. Krishna never. Because he loves everyone. So, Krishna says, this is my character. These are my qualities. I am so merciful, I am compassionate. If you want to be with me, then you will have to be like me. Very important. If you want to be in the fire, you have to be like a fiery. Without being a fiery, we cannot survive in the fire. So similarly, if someone wants to be with Krishna, one will have to develop all these qualities. May not be 100% fully, but at least of that nature, then only he or she can be with Krishna. And therefore his devotees also, they are not lesser than him. They also show the same qualities like Krishna. When Krishna was in Indraprastha, and Krishna just wanted to check Draupadi's love for him. So according to Krishna's desire, there was a small cut in his finger, in his transcendental body. So Draupadi Mai, without even thinking for a second, she tore apart her costly sari and started wrapping around Krishna's finger. Then Krishna looked at Draupadi and smiled and said, "Draupadi, you tore apart your sari." Then Draupadi said, "Maria Krishna, what is this sari? If it is required for your pleasure, I'll remove the skin of my body and apply on your body." Krishna was moved. Krishna started crying. Krishna said, "Draupadi, I will always protect you in all circumstances, in all situations." And it proved in the assembly of Kurus, nobody could help Draupadi except Krishna. So what is the glories of Draupadi Mai? Even after that insult, the great insult in the assembly, after some time, Krishna again approached Draupadi to solace her, to counsel her, to give her some solace. And Krishna said, "My dear Draupadi, are you willing to assist me in my mission? Because I don't know, because you have gone through such a situation, I don't know whether you will now serve me or not in the future." You know what was the response of Draupadi? Draupadi Maya said, "My dear Krishna, please tell me, how can I serve you?" Just imagine, we cannot even imagine. We cannot imagine. Even after going through such a great insult, till now, this is the greatest incident in the history that someone could be insulted like this. No one, no gods, no human being, no rakshasas, no jiva has been humiliated and insulted like Draupadi. But even after that, she said, "Yes, my dear Krishna, I am ready to assist and serve you, whatever is your order." This is Aslishava Padaratam Pinnastuma. This only Krishna's devotees can show this quality. No gods even cannot show this kind of quality. And what is the secret of attracting Krishna's heart? That is only humility. We cannot impress Krishna. "See Krishna, I am so beautiful, therefore you get attracted to me." No, sir. You cannot say, I have so much of wealth, I am a prime minister, I am a president." No, sir. These qualities, Krishna said, "I have already given up these qualities." So Krishna is so humble, he is so humble, just to please his friend. One time in Navadvip Mayapur, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he was crossing Yamuna in the boat crossing Ganga, and he was sitting with his friend. And his friend said, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya had compiled one book on a philosophy, a great book. You can understand, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was such a great scholar, how this book must be. So his friend read that book and he started crying. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya said, "What happened?" He said, after reading your book, who will read my book? My book is like nothing in front of your book." Amazing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even within a fraction of a second, threw that book into the Ganga. And he was shocked. What did he do? He said, "If it is not pleasing to you, if it is hurting my friend, But these are my writing books. He threw it in Ganga. Who can imagine this? Mahaprabhu Chaitanya wrote Shikshastak. Eight prayers. Shikshastak. Eight prayers. And even today, every day, we read this eight verses. You pronounce this or recite these eight verses. Just imagine the book compiled by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavad Gita, 700 slokas we read every day. And Mahaprabhu's book, how best that book must be, right? But he threw it in Ganga. This is Krishna's humble position. And when Krishna sees that the jivas are hating me, they are envying me because of my opulences. Okay, I am ready to give up these opulences. He took a sannyas, gave up all his opulences. At least come to me now. This is Krishna's great qualities. So only by this humility, one can attract Krishna and also one can purify one's life. Dharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Amar jivan sada paperatha. Nahi kapunera lesha. My dear Krishna, my life is filled with sin. I'm so sinful. And the same song is in another language one Vaishnava poet has compiled. Ato gaya ho magar janta ho. Tere dar pe aane ke kabil nahi ho. आ तो गया हूँ मगर जानता हूँ. My dear Krishna, I have come in the assemblies of these great saintly people by some great fortune, maybe by because of the causeless mercy of your devotees. I have joined this mission. I have now, I am being with this Vaishnavas. आ तो गया हूँ मगर जानता हूँ. तेरे दर पे आने के काबिल नहीं हो. Although I am here with the devotees, but I know I am not qualified. There are so many anarthas in my heart. Please tolerate me and please give me your protection. And therefore, another Vaishnava Acharya writes, मुरली बजाने वाले गिरिवर उठाने वाले मैं दास हूँ तुम्हारा मैं दास हूँ तुम्हारा. मारिय कृष्णा, यू आर द लिफ्टर ऑफ गोवर्धन हिल. You can lift all the sins of all the living entities. Please free me also from these sinful reactions. Please lift my sins on your little finger. Krishna is so kind. He's so merciful. He says, now at this stage, you are envying me. You don't want to see me as Krishna, as Supreme Personality of Godhead? No problem. I come in the form of a disguised Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna is so kind, he is so merciful, he comes in the form of his deities, he comes in the form of his devotees, he comes in the form of his holy name, he comes in the form of his dhamma, tirthastha, he comes in the form of a prasad. Somehow or other get hooked by one of these elements and come to me. Although these souls have forgotten Krishna, but as a father, loving father, as a loving mother, he is always surrounding all these living entities so that by some chance they will come to me. Our Shadbush Prabhu and his team, Shastra says this. The essence of the four Vedas, Vyasadeva wrote, Vedas, Upanishads, and Puranas, and all the Vedic literatures. The essence of the four Vedas, the 108 Upanishads, and 18 Puranas, and Ramayana, and Mahabharata, and all the Shastras, the essence is only 16th syllable Hare Krishna mantra. Whoever chants this mantra, they have already read all the Shastras. But if they come in the parampara, in a proper assembly, in a proper channel of parampara, if they pronounce and chant Hare Krishna mantra, that means they have already read all the shastras. Even if someone hears from a person who is in the parampara, that person also has read all the shastra. And their bhakti begins simply by hearing. And the proof is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked this question to Haridas Thakur. My dear Haridas, these people are so sinful in Kali Yuga. What is the cause? What is the remedy and a medicine for their deliverance? Haridas Thakur says, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And what about this trees and plants? Just see, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We don't have faith in this. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya says this. And Haridas Thakur says this. Even plants and trees are delivered simply by hearing Hare Krishna mantra. Why not the human beings? Even if they are envious of Krishna, even if they don't want to be with Krishna, this is the only method. This is the only process by which we can... Going heavenly planet, anyone can go to heavenly planet by performing some pious activities. But even if you perform heaps of pious activities, mountains of pious activities, one can never get bhakti. We cannot say that since 100 million times time, I have been giving so much of charity and I am doing so much of pious work, now I am eligible to become a devotee and enter into the spiritual world. No, sir. That is not a qualification. But if that person hears unwillingly, some Harinam Sankirtan is going on the street, and unwillingly someone hears that Hare Krishna mantra, his bhakti began. And now it is Krishna's responsibility to drag this soul towards him. Our responsibility to simply connect that jiva to Krishna. And once that hook is there, and then Krishna takes that, carries that jiva ahead. Krishna is so kind. Just to please this soul, Krishna is ready to sacrifice his own desires. Sita Mai was banished in the forest. Lord Ramchandra banished her. And today, just imagine, Krishna, Sita Mai and Sri Ram, they cannot live without each other, even for a second. But some people were not happy with Lord Ramchandra's decision, and therefore Lord Ramchandra said, Sita, just for the sake of the whole world, we'll have to do this sacrifice. And mother accepted. She went to the forest. And today, nowadays, people write books. Oh, your Ram is not an ideal husband. He didn't know. Why did he send Sita to forest? Are you stupid? Instead of, rather than appreciating their sacrifice, you are criticizing them. Just imagine. It is such a nice thing that someone gives his life for the country. Someone joins military, isn't it? Someone joins military and they do such a great service to the country. And sometimes the military man, he gives his body, he dies in the war. And the government and the whole city and everyone gives them gold medal. Wow, you are such a great soul, you have sacrificed your life for the cause of nation. And it's such a nice thing. I read one story in newspaper. The wife, that person who left his body, he had a wife and a small child. Just imagine the devastation. But this lady, she was so inspired. She said, okay, no problem, my husband left me, it's okay. She also took the training of military and she also joined army. If a husband sacrifices for his wife, or a wife sacrifices for a husband for the sake of nation, we glorify them so much. Lord Ram and Sita may sacrifice their life for the sake of whole humanity and we criticize them. This is pure envy. So when we read shastras through our authentic sampradaya, then naturally our heart becomes completely pure. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. If anyone has any question, we can take otherwise. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.